Next person is James Cato. James Cato. He was born June 25th, 1959. Today's 3/26/29. He's a 67-year-old gentleman, originally from Arkansas, married for 35 years, has 8 children. He quit smoking some time ago, used to smoke over a pack a day. He has extensive history of ETOH use in the past as well, period. He has a history of COPD, hypertension, chronic pain. PJD, anxiety, PPH, his allergy none. His medications include Xanax, 1 milligram, PRN anxiety. Then for constipation, Lomax for BPH, 0.4 milligrams. Patient is also on Vicodin for chronic pain. It's on hydrocodone, acetaminophen 10/3/25 milligram 4 times a day for pain. Patient has had a history of neck fusion in the past with neuropathy and radiculopathy type symptoms in his upper extremities, period. He's ADL independent, is continent of bowel and bladder. He was involved in a motor vehicle accident. April of 2025, he was the driver and he sustained multiple injuries to his neck, back, and upper and lower extremity. Prior to this injury, he also had damage done to his history of neck fusion, causing his chronic pain and radiculopathy. Last hospitalization occurred in April of 2025 because of his motor vehicle accident. Allergy none. Medications as above also includes inhalers for his COPD. Patient also has a history of broken ribs. That was an NBA and continues to have pain over his ribs. His blood pressure was 137 over 97. Pulse was 80. Respirations 22 or 2 side 96%. On exam, 67-year-old gentleman appears in mild to moderate distress related to pain. Heart positive, swarm positive, pursued lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, mixed with JVT skin shows, no rash, raw mucosal pain, gastrological, non-focal. Assessment, 67-year-old gentleman with history of COPD, tobacco abuse, maintaining oxygen at rest with activity. The oxygen drops in the low 90s, period. He also has chronic pain related to his neck pain, neuropathy, radiculopathy, and history of fractured ribs related to most recent motor vehicle accident, period. He requires pain medication and anxiety medication for his shortness of breath, his air hunger, and his symptoms of pain, radiculopathy, and neuropathy, both related to the accident and related to his spinal surgery prior to the accident, period. Overall prognosis is poor for this gentleman, and he tries to quit smoking, trying to quit smoking as best as he can, and that was discussed with him at length during this evaluation. Thank you.